meteorologists, they've pretty much had it. They're like, and you know, the thing is, they got to take some responsibility for this too. And I'll tell you why in just a second. Because if you ever watch the weather, I don't know about here in Orlando. I know about here in Orlando, but I don't know what other meteorologists do in other cities. Yeah. Do they do the same thing they do here?
Yeah, pretty much. Because I lived in Memphis for a while, and they do the same thing.
They over-explain the weather?
Right, especially if there's nothing going on, then they have to talk about like the wind angle and the pressure of the all that stuff. Barometric pressure, and it's like nobody cares.
So anyway, so here's more proof that really they should just come on and go, it's going to be nice. It's not going to be so nice. And that's it.
Right.
So this weather guy had it. He says, research has shown that a substantial percentage of people couldn't find themselves and their home on a map.
Really?
And I'm not talking about 13%, 14%. 82% of people cannot find their home on a map.
What?
So they're wondering why they even bother to do the forecast the way they do it. Because if we have a tornado and it's headed from Volusia County south into Seminole County.
Right.
Most people don't know what that means.
No, they look at the radar and go,
I wonder where I'm at in relation to the blob.
He's right.
Yeah.
We don't expect people to be geographers or radar meteorologists. We really don't. We understand. It's like there's a lot of things I'm not good at, a lot. But we have learned that a large percentage of people in our state, in many states, cannot find their house on a map.
That's because in school now, they don't teach geography, history, anything else that's practical.
They do history and social studies. Younger, well, at least I don't know, as they get older, I don't know what they do.
Well, they teach, you know, stuff about other countries. They don't, anyway. James Spann, chief meteorologist for ABC News and more.
If I were to give you a blank map with no labels, no highways, just county lines and state lines, could you draw a dot within 50 miles of your house? And we've seen some studies that show about 85% of the population cannot do that.
So when there's a severe storm ripping across your home, you don't know where it is.
And you know what? I think what a lot of people don't understand about tornadoes is it's not like hurricanes. Growing up in Tennessee, the weather forecast, when you had a tornado, they can track it by the minute. So as it shows up on your screen, it will say, you know, like you were saying, 4 miles south of blah, 2 miles north of blah, you know what I'm saying? And it tells you at this time it's going to be right here. So you have to kind of know that stuff.
Yeah, but 85% of people don't know.
And I understand with phones, it's cool. You tell the phone, hey, I want to go to wherever. And it just gives you turn by turn directions. But you need some basic map skills to help us communicate critical severe weather information. It would really help if you could identify the county that you live in the counties adjacent to you.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
No, man. People, like you said, cell phones just take over. People are like, well, I don't have to learn how to do the map. The phone does it for me. And because of that, I mean, like, for example, I know plenty of kids that have been here like 5 years, lived here in town. It's like, do you know how to get anywhere?
Me.
You don't know where anything's at.
No, that's me.
Yeah, how do you?
I mean, I know generally speaking where to get, but if I have to travel to a place that I don't go to often, like Daytona or something like that, I know how to get to Daytona, but then I won't know how to get to the place in Daytona because I don't go there very often.
Well, that's something there's truth to that because my wife can't do it either. She puts the GPS just to go home. And no matter where she is, she's got to use the GPS to go home. That's a caveman thing.
Yeah.
It is. It really is. Now, we got to place some blame on the meteorologist, though, because if you listen to the weather, even I, who I used to fly airplanes, so I know I had to take a course, several courses on weather.
Mm-hmm.
So I get all those technical terms. But I'm watching the weather here and I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? I mean, this is a typical weather forecast here.
Well, we have residual moisture, and it's going to texturize the weather gradient with a touch of convective heat to effectualize the convective sigmet, including the cold front regime, which should unruffle the swelling of the low-compression epicenter, which I'm sure you and your husband have been discussing this morning before you send the kids to the bus stop, because that compression epicenter could affect the bus stop. And in the bus stop, you need to have a jacket this morning at the bus stop, because I have to see the bus stop as many times as possible, according to our consultants. Well, now let's capture some imagery to the south storm activity with the movement of the 5-inch kilometer with the low-level wind shear, which should divulge the regime's incursion into the second half of the terrestrial area we live in. Modest high in the surface front linked to the sink rate of the moisture closure, which is included in the surface, which is the bus stop weather for today.
Freak Stacy.